We'll go through some of the lachas of Tefillin and Chol HaMoed, and this will be the last day we'll talk about Hilchos Chol HaMoed. There's a machlokes mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah whether we wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch says a person is not supposed to wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed based on a Zohar. It's also to wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. The Ramah says that Yesh Amrim, the person is a chai to wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. So not only, so one side says that it's Aser, and one side says that it's Mutter. That you're chayiv to do that. And the Ramah says the minhag is to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the minhag of the Ramah. The minhag of Ashkenazim is to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Mishabur says since it's a machlokes, so those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed should do it in such a way that they should not make a. There is a minhag. Some people actually make a bracha, but it says if you don't have a minhag to make a bracha, you should not make a bracha. And you should, besides putting it on without a bracha, he says you should make it tonight. Because according to one opinion, it's also to wear tefillin, so you should not put it on the Shem Mitzvah. You should say, if there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin, I'm having a tent for the purpose of the mitzvah wearing tefillin. And if there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin, I'm specifically not having a tent for the purpose of wearing tefillin. He does point out that the Gra paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, that the Gra and the the Chassidim Paskins in Eretz Yisrael to become the minig in Eretz Yisrael because the Tamidei Agro, the Baal Shem Tov, etc., the minig to become not to wear tefillin. The Sfaradim also go with the Shulchan Aruch not to wear tefillin. Minig yeshivas in Europe was yes to wear tefillin. Not like the Gro. Minig literally was yes to wear tefillin. The minig Ashkenaz is to wear tefillin. The Goyin says that there's no makor for this sheet that to wear tefillin in Shas. The Aruch HaNer brings a raya in Shuvas Binyan Tzion, and he brings a raya from a Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah in Sukkah says that we blow Bemches Tchias Shabbos. Sukkahs, the Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, you blow Memches Tchias Erev Shabbos. One of the Tchias the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Hey was that you should take your tefillin off. So that's the Aruch HaNer in Shuvas Binyan Tzion brings a raya from that Gemara that you did wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed and you're supposed to take it off. Right, so you have to have the guy and answers the Gemara. The guy said there's no makor. I mean, obviously he had an answer for it, but it's not like there's no makor for it in Shas. It's definitely interesting with Shiloh. Now, there is an issue of Loisus Gaida that the Mishabura says, because of the question of it's a machloikis, so they have one Seber together doing two different ways, it's a question of there's an issue in the Torah of Loisus Gaida. Don't make different groups together in one place. So he says it's not nochoin. That in one shul you should have both some people wearing and some people not wearing. The language of Mishabur is important. He says it's not nochen. There's a lot in the Torah. Let's go to do anisa deraisa. So why does Mishabur use a lashon of it's ein nochen? It's not proper. It means the Mishabur himself seems to be not clear that this goes into the rules of lois yisgadu. Rav Moshe Strimbach has a tshuva where he says that even if you learn that it is a problem lois yisgadu, that's only in a place which has a minhag kavua one way or the other. There's a city in Europe and whatever it was in Poland, you know, that they had the minhag one way. So you come and do the other way. That's lois yisgadu. But if there's a place which Chavchila was Nikva, that they have no minhag, people come from many different places in Europe. Some people daven this way, some people daven that way. That's not a problem Lo Shiskaradu. And he brought a raya from a Gemara, and the Gemara says that Kolzman, there wasn't the final psak on the Machloikis. The Gemara says by Smicha, that they had a question, were you allowed to do Smicha on the Korban and Yomtiv? The Gemara says, Miksosim did Smicha, Miksosim did not do Smicha, and that was not considered Lo Shiskaradu. Even though they're in the basement, there's some people doing smicha, some people not doing smicha on Yom Tov. It's not called lois yisgadu. It was nikva, but that's the minhag is we don't know what the psak is. So that's the minhag of Malkum. Either it's not a problem lois yisgadu, but he says even so, it's preferred. Mishnah Berurah says it's preferred that you should keep it separate. So that's why some people have a minhag to have separate minyanim or at least separate rooms. And last thing he points out in that tshuva. If a person has no minig, no standing minig, what should he do? He does point out he's found the people he tells not to wear tefillin or Chol HaMoed keep the Kedushas Yomtiv of Chol HaMoed much greater than people who wear tefillin or Chol HaMoed. It's another reminder that this is a Yomtiv day, and that he suggests if you have no minig, he tells them to follow that minig. And the difference is, there's different. I'm not saying a psak, and that's something each person has to ask their own child, but it's an interesting point. He points out that those that don't wear tefillin, it is a reminder of the Kedushas Yomtiv. The fact that Chol HaMoed is a day, like we spoke about, of Yomtiv. Beshem Tamar, I want to talk about some of the lachos of Erev Pesach, and then that's it. Have a good morning.